MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, May 5, 2025. Stranded dolphins are euthanized in Salem. A hearing for proposed trash site in West Gloucester is scheduled for Wednesday. Showers, low 50s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 7.06 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, after determining that two dolphins stranded last week in the North River in Salem were malnourished and slow-moving, marine animal experts decided Friday to humanely euthanize the two animals. The animals were given a poor prognosis by a veterinarian, and the best decision for the welfare of the animals was determined to be euthanizing. Gloucester Times reporter Ethan Foreman writes, for those wishing to weigh in on traffic and other impacts from Eastern Waste Service, LLC's proposed indoor construction and a demolition waste transfer station at 24 Condellan Road in Gloucester, a Board of Health public hearing is scheduled for Wednesday, May 7, but no testimony will be taken then, according to the Gloucester Health Department. Eastern Waste Services wants to build a new 11,800-square-foot enclosed facility in the Cape Ann Industrial Park. It would handle up to 270 tons of construction and demolition waste per day, 6 days a week. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
On Tuesday, May 6th at 7 p.m., Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon and city officials will present an overview of the upcoming budget to be deliberated by the City Council. Each year, the mayor must submit a budget to the City Council by May 15. This is Mayor Reardon.
I'm also doing a budget forum, so that's happening this coming Tuesday. So that's going to be May 6th. That'll be one week before the big vote on the 13th. But on May 6th, here at City Hall, 7 p.m., we're doing a budget forum. And so the budget is getting turned into the City Council, and they'll have it for their first meeting on May 12th. But we wanted to do a budget forum so people who are worried about the budget or are curious about the budget would have that information before they go in and vote in the special election on May 13th. So we'll do a pretty much a high-level overview of the budget and the CIP, the Capital Improvement Plan. And if you remember correctly, I've said this in the past, we have a brand new capital improvement plan this year, right? So it's really going to spell out what we think is realistic in the next 5 years of projects that are going to happen here within the city. And it's a much different number than we've ever seen in the past, right? Because we're trying to be incredibly thoughtful and responsible about projects that we're taking on and the impact to voters, right? So it's not all going to happen in these 5 years. We're talking about the 5, 10, 15 years, but the CIP is going to focus on those next 5 years for projects. So we're excited about that, and that's all coming up. So if you want to check out the budget forum, head to City Hall on Tuesday, May 6th at 7 p.m.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon on his most recent Mayor's Corner podcast. Jim Sullivan writes in the Newburyport Daily News, by moving some funds and not filling a half dozen open positions, School Superintendent Sean Gallagher was able to fashion an operational budget last week that the school committee could live with. Gallagher's $39.3 million request for the 2025-26 school year sees no cuts to programs and is up 2.96% over last year's $38.3 million allocation. Gloucester Times reports, annual town meeting in Essex will consider a 43-article warrant when it convenes this evening. Town meeting is scheduled to begin at 6:45 p.m. at Essex Elementary School, 12 Story Street. Included in the warrant are articles for a number of capital projects, planning items, and town's portion of the budget for the Manchester-Essex Regional School District. And according to Anne-Marie Tobin on itemlive.com, in Linfield, More than 100 volunteers rolled up their sleeves and emptied their toolboxes at the annual Linfield Rotary Club's Build a Bed event Saturday morning at Linfield High School. The sounds of hammering, sanding, and happy chatter fill the cafeteria as teams work to complete 26 wood-frame twin beds. The group needed only 90 minutes before mission was accomplished. The final task was loading the beds onto a Bed for Every Child truck for delivery to the Massachusetts Coalition for the Homeless Warehouse. Both organizations are based in Lynn and share a mutual mission to end homelessness. The cost to make one bed is approximately $350, a cost covered by 21 sponsors. Volunteers were provided with all materials that included pre-cut lumber, detailed instructions, hardware, and a toolbox full of tools. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, in high school baseball, St. John's Prep shut out Weymouth 5-0 behind Will Shaheen's complete Game 3 hitter. Prep now has a record of 7-4. Gloucester pulled out a 10-8 11-inning win over Masconomet. This game was suspended on Thursday due to darkness. Gloucester's Nico Alves pitched 3 scoreless innings on Saturday to pick up the win. The 11th-inning hitters' stars were Jalen Severino, Nick Aiello, and Giacomo Martel for the Fishermen. The St. Mary's baseball team beat Lynn English 15-4 to win its third straight Dick Mag tournament. Mag is a former Lynn Classical baseball coach. The tournament features Classical, English, St. Mary's, and Lynn Tech. The St. John's Prep lacrosse team beat LaSalle 14-13 with Jack Quigley scoring the game-winning goal with just 30 seconds to play in the game. The Prep is now 12-1 for the year. Manchester Essex topped Pentucket 8-5 behind a 4-goal effort from Charlie Thurlow. The Endicott baseball team finished its regular season yesterday with a 15-6 win over UMass Boston. The Gulls are ranked number 3 in the nation and now have a record of 35-4. The Celtics open up the second round of the NBA playoffs tonight when they host the New York Knicks. Tip-off is at 7. Red Sox lost 5-4 to the Twins yesterday. Off tonight. Tomorrow night they'll open a series at home against the Rangers. For our producer and engineer Bill Proposky and our media director Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.